So let's review. We learned in the previous Mishnah that one of the Tanai Ksuba of a Kohen is Im Tishtaboy Afrikinach Vahadrinach Lemedinasech. If you will be taken captive, I will redeem you and return you to your father's house. Our daf begins with a machlekes. Amar Abaya, Amon leKohen Gadol Chayiv Levdaisa. If a Kohen Gadol married an Amona and she was taken captive, he must redeem her. Although a Kohen Gadol is forbidden to marry an Amona, she is nevertheless entitled to a ksuba, and the clause of Rekinach Vadrinach Limdinasech applies. However, Mamzeres Unesina LiYisrael Einachayiv Levdaisa. If one marries a psul and she was taken captive, he does not have to redeem her because the clause of Rekinach Vaisvinach Lele Intoy, I will redeem you and maintain you as my wife, does not apply because she's Asatim. Rava says, even Amona Kohen Gadol Einachayiv Levdaisa. Because kol she'iser shviya goyim lo chayiv lifteisa. Iser dava acha goyim lo ein chayiv lifteisa. The kohen must redeem her only where she became aser now because of the captivity, but the marriage was otherwise mutter. However, he does not have to redeem her where the marriage was aser anyway. The Gemara proceeds to present another case where there is a machlekes whether a husband must redeem his wife. Hamadris ishtoi benishbis. If a Yisrael made a neder that his wife may not have any benefit from him, and she was then taken captive. Rabbi Eliezer says, Poida v'noisen l'ksubasa, he must redeem her. Rabbi Shua says, Noisen l'ksubasa v'ena poida, he does not have to redeem her. The Gemara explains, Rabbi Eliezer azal basa mi'ikara. Rabbi Eliezer follows the Tanai in the ksuba where the husband committed to redeem his wife. Rabbi Shua azal basa m'saif. Rabbi Shua follows the neder of the husband that his wife may not benefit from him, and therefore since he may not bring her back home, he does not have to redeem her at all. The Gemara explains, according to Abaya, this machlikis is only by a Yisrael. However, by a Kohen, everybody will agree that he must ransom her, because the Ksuba says that he will return her to her father's house, and this can be fulfilled. According to Rava, this machlikis is also by a Kohen, because even if Azla Basa Mi'ikara, when she was taken captive, at that point there is another Isser, because of the Nether. And Rava holds, Kol She Isser Shviya Goyim L'Chayiv Leftaisa. The Gemara continues with several related halachas. Nishbis b'chaya b'ayla v'ach kach mezbala. If a wife was taken captive and then her husband died, ein ha'yisaymim chayobin l'ftaisa. The Yershim do not have to redeem her. She'ein ha'nikarba v'yizvinach l'intur. Because they cannot fulfill his commitment to redeem her and bring her back to be his wife. Nishbis v'ha'yum v'akshim imenu adasar b'dumeha. If the captives were demanding a payment that was 10 times her worth, there's a machlekes. The Tanakhama says, Pam Rishon in the Poida. The first time this happens, he must redeem her. Mekam ve'elach, Rotza Poida, Rotza in the Poida. If it happens again, it's his choice whether to redeem her or not. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, Ein Poidin es Hashvuyin Yoysa al Kadei Demehen, Memei Tekken Oilam. It is always us to redeem a captive for more than they're worth, so that kidnappers don't take advantage of this. The Gemara adds that Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel is even more lenient in that he says, "Im hoyer perkoina keneged ksubasa paida im lav ena paida." If the ransom is the same or less than the wife's ksuba, then the husband must redeem her. However, if the ransom is more than the wife's ksuba, the husband does not have to redeem her. The Mishnah taught, "Loksa chayv lirfaisa." If a person's wife becomes sick, he is obligated to pay to heal her. The Gemara presents the din when the husband died. The Tanakhama says, "V'tzricha refuah reiki mezainus." Just as the Yerushim must pay for her mezainus, which she needs to live, they must also pay for her healing, which she also needs to live. Shem Gamliel says, "Refuah sheyesh lekitzva nisrapis miksubasa." If there is a set amount needed to heal, she must pay for it from her ksuba. "Refuah she'en lekitzva reiki mezainus." If the healing is ongoing, it's like mezainus that are ongoing, and the Yerushim must pay for it. The Gemara proceeds to the next Mishnah. This Mishnah continues with various Tanoi Ksuba that were not written into the Ksuba. Zok the Mishnah, Loi Kasav La, if the husband did not write one of the following three things into the Ksuba. Benin Dichren di Havalechim Minayi Inun Yartun Kesav Ksuba Sayach Yeser Acholokin de Machuin. If his wife dies before him, when he subsequently dies, the sons of each wife will inherit their mother's ksuba, and it will not be equally divided among all his children. Chayiv shu'tznai bastin. This stipulation is enforced because it is an obligation imposed by the Chacham upon all. Benan nukvin di haven lechiminoi, ye haven yasvin bevesi umesazna menechse, ad to lakhin le guvern. Her daughters from him receive support from his estate until they get married. Chayiv shutanai bezin. Ad tehe yasvin bevesi umesazna menechse, kol yime meger amonasach bevesi. If he dies, she will be supported by his estate and continue to live in his house as long as she remains a widow. Chayiv shutanai bezin. All of the above takes effect, even if he did not write it specifically. The Mishnah concludes, Kacha yu anshi Yerushalayim kaisvin. Anshi Galil hayu kaisvin ka anshi Yerushalayim. Anshi Yerushalayim va anshi Galil wrote this stipulation aside above, that it is her choice. As long as she does not get married or does not demand her ksuba, she is entitled to support from her husband's estate. She has the option to stay and be supported. Anshi Yehuda wrote this stipulation as being their choice. As long as the Yerushim do not give her the ksuba, she's entitled to support from her husband's estate. They have the option to give her the ksuba and are then no longer obligated to support her. The Gemara explains ksubas benin dechren. Why, if a man's wives die before him, when he then dies, the sons of each wife inherit their mother's ksuba, and it's not divided equally among all his children. In order to encourage fathers to provide their daughters with a large dowry, so that men will be interested in marrying them. And if all the children, even those that are not his grandchildren, will inherit these possessions, a father will refrain from giving his daughter a large dowry. The Gemara explains, Abaye v'rava d'amr tavayu ad le'isor nichseh. A person should give up to 1/10 of his property for his daughter's dowry.